We're talking about synthetic chemicals called PFAS here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin DNR did three rounds of sampling this summer at sites that were near likely sources of PFAS, and that they found, in the initial testing at least, that elevated levels are occurring in rivers and creeks. Starkweather Creek in Madison had the highest concentration. So what questions do you have about PFAS? How would you like the state and local government to manage chemical contamination in our river bodies? We're at 800-642-1234. Jim Zellmer is a water quality manager with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you.
So tell us what the DNR sampling learned here about what we're seeing in contamination in these waterways.
Yeah, so this is really our initial attempts at trying to assess and monitor our surface waters for PFAS contamination. As you had mentioned, we had sampled, it turns out to be eventually seven sites around the state. We had started with five, but we added two more sites to get an idea of the current concentrations of PFAS in our surface waters. As you had mentioned, Starkweather Creek here in Madison had exhibited the highest levels of PFAS to a point where we will now start looking at that more closely, evaluating that, determine what additional sampling needs to be done, and then also working with the Dane County, Truax Field, and the City of Madison to help us investigate this.
Well, step back for us and explain to us what are PFAS and why are we worried about this?
Sure. So PFAS is a group of essentially thousands of compounds that are used in a variety of products, everything from our some of our firefighting foams that our fire departments use, in some of our specialty papers, some of our coated papers, as a suppressant in some of our chrome plating fabricating facilities and other uses. So a very wide use of these compounds. They've been used for decades. More recently, some of the health effects related to this have become more apparent, and that's really what has brought us up to today, where we're looking at what other, primarily in other states, at manufacturing facilities that have had some health-related problems around those. We've looked at that, and we're taking in a closer look now in Wisconsin on those issues.
What are the health concerns here? What should we be worried about?
Yeah, so the health concerns are primarily with developmental issues. So really the most sensitive population, according to our Department of Health Services, is this would be for the fetus, you know, in a pregnant mom, as well as young infants, and the exposure to that. Some long-term effects could include some developmental issues, some hormonal issues, issues related to cholesterol, and also the possibility of cancer from long-term exposure to these compounds.
We're talking with Jim Zellmer. He's a water quality specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about PFAS, these synthetic chemicals used in a variety of nonstick products, as Jim has been saying, firefighting foam, and the compounds are showing up in our waterways. Your questions here on the DNR results, 800-642-1234. Let's go to John in Rhinelander. John, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
My question for the DNR person is, you speculated that this chemical could cause cancer and could cause developmental defects, and I would like to know what detailed studies you can quote that say that, because I think there's a lot of misinformation going on out there that, you know, if you have too much salt, it can kill you. It's all manner of, and
yeah,
whether there's factual evidence that the low levels that are parts per trillion are some.
Yeah, John, and you're breaking up there a bit. And John, you know, wondering, how do you determine what the appropriate level of contamination is? What indicators show that it is at a dangerous level, Jim?
Yes, thank you very much. Very good question, John Rhinelander. And we rely heavily on our Department of Health Services, on our State Department of Health Services. We recently had sent them a request for their recommendations on setting standards for two of the PFAS, PFOA and PFOS. They have sent us their recommendations, and those are based on review of really essentially thousands of research documents on this. It would be best to visit the Department of Health Services website. If you just simply type in, go to DHS's website and type in PFAS, and you'll come up with a fact sheet, and you can look at what studies they use to provide that recommendation. And there are some very good studies. Again, primarily there's what's called the C8 study that was done in West Virginia, and some of the other areas around some of the manufacturing facilities, 3M and DuPont, in the United States that had significant, the workers and nearby residents had significant health effects from that. And so those are some of the studies that were used to establish this criteria.
So Jim, tell us where we are in the study phase here. We've got the water samples. There were three rounds of sampling. You've got some initial results back. What happens next?
Right. So as you had mentioned, so we did three rounds this summer at these various locations. We collected samples in June, July, and August. Those samples were sent to our State Laboratory of Hygiene. We have the first round back. They indicated elevated levels primarily on Starkweather Creek here in Madison. So our next step is working. We do have a known source of contamination up at the north end of Starkweather Creek, that being the Dane County Regional Airport and Truax Field. So now the next step will be working with that entity, as well as the city of Madison, to evaluate and to do additional sampling along Starkweather Creek to really establish, try to identify what the source of this contamination is and then address that source. I should also mention we did do paired sampling at these locations. We also collected fish specimens. Those samples were expecting later this year. Those take some time because of the processing required to process and analyze the fish specimens. But that information then will be used by our Department of Health and us to take a look at our current fish consumption advisories and determine if the current statewide consumption advisory is adequate or if they need to be adjusted based on the contamination.
Jim, what is the remedy here to PFAS contamination? Is there a remedy? What do we do?
Yeah, so with that, you know, first we try to identify the source and remove that source. So essentially, like in, you know, you can imagine in the health world, really to stop the bleeding. So what we want to do is eliminate that source and prevent that. The next step is then to remediate the area. So then that may be treating the water. There are a few options for treating the water using some of either granular activated carbon or anion exchange to treat the water to get it down to an acceptable level. So that's what we'll be working with, like I had mentioned, for our known sources, the parties that are known to be responsible for that, but also as we identify other areas, we'll try to identify the source, remove that source, and then work on a remedial action plan.
Well, Jim, thanks for bringing us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Jim Zellmer is Deputy Division Administrator of Environmental Management for the DNR. We've been talking about high levels of hazardous chemicals known as PFAS showing up in Wisconsin rivers and creeks. Coming up, our state is facing a workforce housing shortage. We'll talk about it. Look at the real estate issues around the state. Hear your situation on housing in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.